Be prepared to embrace your retired identity. That's where Becky had trouble with, and a lot of professionals do as well. When they leave important jobs, leave important positions, and find that when they're retired, they struggle with their identity. If you want to have a bit of a laugh, go back to episode 20, and it's all about planning, and that you will find throughout a lot of the episodes, there is a bit of a theme going on. That word planning comes up a fair bit. Planning for your life, planning for your finances.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hi, it's Anne Nelson, your host for today's show. This will be the last show for 2017. Reflecting back over my year, it's been very interesting, and I am looking at the different guests that I have had on the show, and what I have learned from them is immeasurable, invaluable. And so today I will go back over some of the interesting guests that have been highlighted on the Retire Well, Retire Happy podcast show this year. We have had such an interesting lineup of guests that I will have to break it up into a couple of episodes. I had quite a few guests on the show, and it was all about living. Where are you going to hang out when you retire? My last guest was Lou Bowers from the PDX Commons in Portland, Oregon. And he and his wife started a senior co-housing project. And it was all about forming a collaborative community of supportive friends. Lou had a look around at the options available after wanting to downsize his house and thought there was a better way to spend your third part of your life, so your third act. He's now moved into their specialty built senior co-housing project that contains 25 apartments with a variety of new friends. It's good to see different and interesting ways that people are considering their retired life, because where you live is very important. I've had quite a few people that have retired overseas. On episode 49, Tricia Pimentel, who was an author, wanted to stay at home, but her husband had the travel bug and he convinced her to move overseas. And now, 5 years later, Tricia is the Portuguese correspondent for International Living. They dipped their toe in the water first by renting, and now they are buying their first property. And Tricia now says it's the best thing they've ever done. Others that have retired overseas have similar stories, especially about the cost of living. But they've all had different reasons for moving. Rachel Devlin and her family escaped the stresses of city life and moved all the way to Chiang Mai in Thailand from Sydney, Australia. And they are happily living a very stress-free life over there and couldn't be happier with their choices. Others that have dipped their toe in the overseas living space include Jeff Wilkin, who came from South Australia and moved to Queensland and had a time over in Thailand. Jeff was used to being a bit of a nomad, having moved many times in his life. So he ended up combining his wanderlust of living in different places and now advises retirees on moving and living in Thailand. Naomi Cobb was also a convertee to move overseas for her own reasons. She was looking at how the elderly were treated in her home country of the United States and wasn't very impressed with what she saw. And so she sought out her own retirement place where she could live a simpler life, a more natural life, a cheaper life, and she can still conduct her business of being a coach over the internet. Naomi is living a conscious life where she focuses on all aspects of living, from improving her health, her well-being, her spirituality, and her natural and physical activities. She very happily goes to the markets and buys all her fresh fruit and vegetables for her week's supplies of food. And she's found a community where the elderly are respected, and that makes her very happy. Naomi is very happy with her choice of moving to San Jose in Costa Rica, where it's 70 degrees all year round, so she doesn't need heating and she doesn't need cooling. Keith and Tina Paul from episode 29 put their money where their mouth is. They retired early and now travel a lot, extensively. After having a good look around in South America, they settled on Cuenca in Ecuador and couldn't be happier with their choice. It is another mountainous country with ideal living conditions. They chose to be up in the hills and enjoy pleasant weather all year round. But they have been able to afford to travel and are now destination and experience influencers and marketers. Because they love travel so much, they share their expertise on their website. But even though they both had good careers back in the United States, it wasn't what they were passionate about. So by moving to Ecuador, they have been able to afford the passion of traveling. And it's worked out great for them. And they now advise others who want to make the move as well. And sometimes when you can't find what you're after, then maybe it's time to create your own platform. This is what Chuck Ballantyne did. He was interested in overseas countries, hadn't been to any of them. So he set up his own platform, created his own website called Best Places in the World to Retire. And it's a member-driven website where guests can post questions and they are answered by the members. So you're getting a range of advice from people that know what they're talking about. They've made the move and are now living in these countries, these places where you may be interested in going to. I was able to swap stories and secrets with another podcaster, Kathy Klein from Rock Your Retirement in episode 40. We talked about what makes for a happy retirement, and we decided that attitude has a big part to play with it. Warmer climates were in favour with retirees, and having some plans for your life. We decided that trying before you buy is a great idea if you're moving to somewhere you've never been before. And it is important that we continue to have some fun. Julia Chidley, in episode 38, talked to us about the importance of having balance in your life and how a life coach could help you focus on areas of your life moving forward. Dan Perryman in episode 28 was an extremely interesting guest. He's the low-carb leader, and he's had fitness on his mind for many years, but Dan considers health as his number one priority. And he suggested some easy biohacks that we could do and add to our daily routine that would enhance our lives. One suggestion was standing barefoot out on the earth on our lawn every day to get connected to the centre of our world. I had a couple of chats to you about longevity and the chances of becoming a centenarian increasing. The older we get, the longer we are going to live. Do you think you're going to reach 100? Well, there's a strong chance I'm going to reach my 90s. My mum is 88 and my aunt will be 93 shortly. And that in itself creates another whole heap of considerations of how we're going to keep ourselves fit and healthy, interesting, and lead a active life for all those long years. Someone that put a spotlight on something different that we may not have considered was Selena Sia from Singapore. And Selena is an energy alchemist. She is an author, an accomplished musician, and she believes life is a journey of self-discovery. Selena's book, The Invisible Power, The 9 Powerful Laws of Highly Successful People, talks to us about our invisible energy and the importance of harnessing that in all of our daily lives. Regardless of your financial circumstances, you still have an opportunity to have an enjoyable and rewarding retirement by following your passion. And that is exactly what my guest on episode 48, Barbara Strickland, has done. Barbara was always passionate about writing, but got caught up in life like a lot of us do, busy doing stuff for everyone else. But now she has finally reached the age where she can indulge her passion. Barbara has now published poetry and her first romance novel, one in a series. Barbara is a fine example of what you can achieve and get great personal satisfaction by following your passion. And finally, in this episode, I'd like to reminisce about episode 20 when I interviewed Becky Keeker. Now, Becky was a real scream. She has written a book about being in her pajamas all the time after she retired. She got a financial wake-up call early in her life when her grandmother, who was always considered to be quite wealthy, ran out of money in her 70s and had to depend on family charity after that. And this was enough of a wake-up call to get Becky and her husband to have a good look at their financial circumstances. And she had a few tips for us all about starting a savings plan early, about not spending more than you earn, about having that talk with your significant other half about your retirement plans, because sometimes what you envisage may not be what your partner has in mind. And be prepared to embrace your retired identity. That's where Becky had trouble with, and a lot of professionals do as well. When they leave important jobs, leave important positions, and find that when they're retired, they struggle with their identity. If you want to have a bit of a laugh, go back to episode 20, and it's all about planning, and that you will find throughout a lot of the episodes, there is a bit of a theme going on. That word planning comes up a fair bit. Planning for your life, planning for your finances. I'd like to leave you now and wish you all a Merry Christmas. We hope 2018 is full of much happiness, good health, and prosperity, of course. We'll be having a summer Christmas in Australia, and we wish you all great joy and a great future. Look forward to catching up in 2018, and I'll have a reflection on our financial investing guests that I have had, and I sure have learned a lot from them. Until next time, this has been Ann Nelson from Retire Well, Retire Happy podcast.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.